Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of High Velocity Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today we have with us Kelly Roach with The Unstoppable Entrepreneur. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about The Unstoppable Entrepreneur. What is that about? How are you trying to make that happen?
Absolutely. Well, we help business owners and entrepreneurial leaders from around the globe, actually, in 15 different countries, to create 6- and 7-figure leaps in their businesses by learning online marketing strategies coupled with good, solid business practice and principles that stand the test of time. And so we run the world's best online business incubator for individuals that want to learn how to build a scalable business the right way, leveraging technology, leveraging social media, but doing it in a sustainable way that will allow them to navigate disruptions in the economy, changes in the marketplace, and really scale over time.
Now, how did you get into this line of work? Were you an entrepreneur that was struggling with this and figured out a system, or did you just were coaching people and you've just found a lot of people having the similar problems?
Absolutely. So my background was in working for a Fortune 500 firm. I came in as an entry-level representative, and I was promoted 7 times in 8 years. So I became the youngest senior vice president in the company, and I ended up really specializing into teaching, coaching, and training salespeople. And over the course of, you know, about a decade, really got familiar with good business practice and principle, leading and building teams, understanding sales, marketing, pricing, P&Ls, business management, all of that. And I loved the work so, so much, but I wanted to really make a bigger difference in the work that I was doing. And so I decided to take everything that I had learned in the Fortune 500 world and really begin to focus on teaching small business owners how to apply these principles to their businesses. Because most small business owners have a huge passion for what they do. They love their customer. They love the people that they're here to serve, but they don't have that background in business that I was lucky enough to. And so my goal is to really empower them with combining that passion that they already have with the strategies that they really need to get to the next level in their businesses.
So now, where is the area you find them making, like, what's a kind of foundational mistake you see kind of these entrepreneurs making time and time again?
Yeah, number one, having an effective sales system, right? Having an effective sales system is so critical to business growth, and most businesses fail because they run out of cash. So number one is having a sales system. Number two is having an effective marketing system. So lead generation, an ecosystem that people want to spend time in and stay in, really understanding how to gain visibility each week into new markets and to convert effectively. And then finally, building a winning team. You know, so many entrepreneurs are out there still trying to do it on their own, and they don't realize how much of their business growth is being held back by not focusing on building a winning team.
So you help them kind of create this system or a process that kind of works like a machine, where, like, if you just do these some activities, it's just going to just keep working for you. You don't have to kind of recreate the wheel every day or every week or every quarter.
Well, that's exactly it. And that's what most people are doing. And they're exhausted, they're burnt out, they're overwhelmed, because it's like every day they're pushing the boulder up to the top of the hill, and then it just falls back down again. So what we teach people to do instead is to build their business based on systems, a winning team, and a scalable model, so that the work that you do one day carries over and feeds into the work and the results that you get the next day.
Now, is part of your system kind of creating thought leadership and content?
A huge part of our system is thought leadership and content. And, you know, I like to make the distinction between, you know, thought leadership and the noise in all of the content online. And I call this conviction marketing, because, you know, everyone now understands that if you're building your business online, you're going to need to have an effective content strategy, you know, and you need to be creating valuable resources for your market, for your listeners. But it's really, really important that entrepreneurs understand that if you're just making the same how-to videos that everyone else in your space is, or you're talking about the same topics over and over again that everybody else in your space is, and you're doing what you think that you need to do because your competitors are doing it, it kind of just makes you second best, right, at everything, and not really your own, you know, world-class best at your own lane. And so, you know, we really talk a lot about not just creating content, but becoming a true thought leader that's having unique and compelling conversations in a thoughtful way with your market that allows you to build true loyalty and become that true trusted advisor that they're seeking.
Now, how does a person kind of balance sharing what they know and then telling too much information? Like, how do you kind of draw the line of what's information that's my secret sauce or what I should keep private and what I should tell the public? Or do you believe that, hey, you should share everything?
Yeah, I don't really think about it as being competing priorities, only because when someone pays to work with you, they're getting your complete A to Z system. They're paying for access. They're paying for a model that they're going to follow. They're really getting the comprehensive end-to-end solution. Whereas if someone's tuning into your free content, a free masterclass, a radio interview, a podcast, you're sharing free information, but you're sharing pieces, right? You're sharing pieces of that information in a singular form. And so to me, I never really worry about sharing too much or giving away too much, because I believe that there is so much unique, unparalleled value in someone making the choice to work with you that can't be enjoyed in a one-way relationship, that they really don't compare apples to apples.
So even if you told them everything, they still wouldn't be getting kind of your brain and your energy and
exactly.
your connection. So they can't get that
exactly.
anywhere else, right? Isn't that what you're hoping for? That the
That's right.
that your prospect thinks, I cannot get any all of this from any other place except from Kelly Roach.
That's right.
Now, when you're working with a client, are you helping them A to Z in terms of, okay, let me understand what your thought leadership and what your kind of unique skills and services are, and I help you build that? Like, is it kind of coaching from that standpoint, or is this you're just saying, hey, do these activities and you can help organize their thoughts and their materials to make them kind of replicatable, and then, you know, maybe make courses out of them or make content or books or whatever articles, so they can kind of maximize all of their IP?
Yeah, it's really end to end. So we meet the business owner where they are, depending on what they really need support on. And so that means that, you know, not only are we helping them to make sure that their messaging is refined, but their go-to-market strategy is clear, their program is well-developed, their ascension models in place, and everything in between.
So you're helping them at every step. So they don't have to come to you with,
exactly.
I've already got all this, it's just not performing. You can help them actually create it and help them get it so it performs and kind of monitor
exactly.
results. Yeah. So it's
exactly.
So it doesn't matter what stage they are. If they're beginners and don't have the information kind of organized right, you can help them in that area. But if they're more mature and they have it and it's not performing, you can help maybe tweak the marketing.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
So now, what's the sweet spot of an entrepreneur? Is it somebody that maybe has an online business, or are they kind of a consultant, a service provider? Can they be, you know, somebody with a brick and mortar? Like, what is kind of the industries and niches that you serve, or is a sweet spot for you?
Yeah, we really focus on businesses that provide some type of service, right? There's some type of transformation. There's some type of service. We really love to serve and support entrepreneurs that are out there making a difference in the world, that are using their talent, their knowledge, their skill set to help lead people through some type of transformation. That could be financial, that could be mental health, that could be physical health, that could be, you know, business related. It could be any number of those things.
So as if there's a service involved, then you probably have some information that's useful for that, for those people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, can you share a story? Maybe you worked with somebody that had plateaued, or maybe were struggling and you were able to get in there. I mean, don't name names or anything, but just tell the kind of the back end backstory of it and how it evolved and then where they are today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we have people every day of the week that are making six and multiple six-figure leaps in their business with our system, particularly using the live launch method, which we teach inside of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur. But just to give an example that's specific to this year, I had a client who had a brick and mortar weight loss clinic, and she had really hit a wall and things had plateaued, and then COVID hit and it really destroyed the online business, the in-person business altogether, because they literally were not allowed to serve their patients anymore. So what we did is we helped her redesign her programming, relaunch her entire strategy. She sold her brick and mortar building, made a very nice profit on it, and has now exceeded where she was pre-COVID in her new online format of the business. And she's running a multi-million dollar company at this point. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a new business owner that can't figure out how to get growing for the first time, or an existing one that's hit at a plateau or can't seem to get over a specific hump. We really pride ourselves on meeting you where you are and helping you understand the triggers and the changes and the slight tweaks that you need to make that are going to get you unstuck and moving forward.
So now in your business, what do you need more of? Do you need more entrepreneurs that are struggling to help, or do you need more kind of coaches? Do you have a certification program or some way of helping kind of coach the coaches?
We do have a very intensive program internally. All of our coaches are full-time internal employees. So, you know, we have a very intensive program for training them. And, you know, we're always looking for both. We're always looking for the next ideal superstar client that is going to come in and maximize what we teach. And we're also always looking for the next superstar employee that's going to be able to come in and make a big difference for our team.
Now, what are qualities when you're looking for a team member? What are qualities that make a great team member?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, first of all, just the desire to learn and grow. The desire to learn and grow. And I think the willingness to be coachable, right? So the desire to learn and grow, the willingness to be coachable, and, you know, just someone that overall is self-motivated and driven, that wants to change people's lives, that wants to achieve great goals and have great success for themselves, et cetera.
Now, you mentioned the live launch method. Can you talk about that in terms of, I believe there's a book out. Kelly, where can they get a hold of the book?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can grab a copy at kellyroachcoaching.com. The Live Launch Method is the name of the book, or you can head on over to Amazon and just search Kelly Roach, The Live Launch Method.
And then in your work with as a woman founder of a business, any advice for the woman out there that's thinking about being an entrepreneur that isn't ready to pull the trigger? Maybe they have a full-time job, or maybe they think that this is something down the road they'd like to do. Is there anything that you can say to kind of inspire them to just take the leap?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, there's never going to be a perfect moment and there's never perfect circumstances. And the sooner that you get started, the sooner you begin to have success. So I always say I started my business as a little side hustle. I was still working a Fortune 500 job, 60 hours a week. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And I would say just get started, and anything is possible when you bet on yourself.
Amen to that. I wish more people would have the faith to bet on themselves.
Yeah.
So now one more time, Kelly, if someone wants to get a hold of you, the best coordinates?
Absolutely. Well, I would love if anyone listening today were to check out the show. It's the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Show on iTunes. It's in the marketing category. It's typically in the top 20 there. Again, the show is called the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Show. You can reach me on Instagram at Kelly Roach Official. And of course, you can grab your copy of the live launch book either on my website, kellyroachcoaching.com, or on Amazon.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work and we appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.